Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 1, The Consummation of the Age of Mystery. Tuesday, Related Verses, Colossians 2, verses 2 and 9, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ. Verse 9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Romans 16, verses 25 and 26. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel, that is, the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept in silence in the times of the ages, but has now been manifested, and through the prophetic writings, according to the command of the eternal God, has been made known to all the Gentiles for the obedience of faith. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 52, 55 and 57. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. Verse 55. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Verse 57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 13, verse 11. And he answered and said to them, because to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of the heavens, but to them it has not been given. Suggested reading. If you had the universe without God, the universe would be empty. If there were no God in this universe, we would all have to weep for its emptiness. There would be a big container, but no content. The planets are here because of God. The flowers are so beautiful because of God. The animals are so wonderful because of God. Human beings are here because of God. God is the answer. The atheist may say that this is altogether superstitious and nonsensical. However, we know why there are the heavens and the earth. All the flowers, grains, animals, and birds exist because of God. There is a universe because of God. This is not superstition. We know that the mystery of the universe is God. We know the mystery of God's creation. We know the mystery of human life, and we know the mystery of the Bible. However, this mystery is still a mystery today, even to so many Christians. The book of Romans begins in chapter 1 with fallen sinners, even a fallen people, and goes on to chapter 12, where they have become the body of Christ. The book of Ephesians is different. It begins with God in eternity. Ephesians has such a term, the eternal purpose. In Greek, this term means the purpose of the ages. The purpose of the ages was a mystery until the apostles were raised up. God opened his own heart to show his apostles the mystery hidden within him. We must then ask, what is God's mystery? Where is God? The Jews and Muslims all believe in God. There is only one God. The Jews believe in the Old Testament and the Muslims believe in the Quran, which is an imitation of the Old Testament. They all believe in the unique God, but they do not know that this God is a mystery. Neither do they know that this mystery of God is Christ. The divine mystery is first the mystery of God and second the mystery of Christ. We need to read, study, and pray over Colossians and Ephesians, for they unveil to us the mystery of God, Christ. The Jews have God in name, but they do not have God in reality. They have God in a mystery. They do not have God in reality because they do not know the mystery of God. The mystery of God is Christ. If you do not know God and if you have not met God, just come to Christ, because God is embodied in Christ. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in this Christ. If you do not believe in Christ, you miss God. Without Christ, although you may say that you believe in God, you believe only in terms. You believe God as a mystery. You could never realize God. You could never touch God, get God, or get into God except through Christ. The Muslims and the Jews have God without Christ, but eventually they have nothing. The very God is in Christ. If you do not have Christ, you do not have God. Christ is wonderful because he is the mystery, the answer, the definition, the embodiment, and the reality of God. He is nothing less than God, but he is God with something more. Christ is God plus. He was a little man who came from a despised region called Galilee, yet this man is the mystery of God. Outside of him and without him, you could never see God. Whether you believe it or not, he is God. He is just God. In the whole universe, God is in Christ. Where Christ is, there is God. Apart from Christ, you could never find God.